Hello, Ian, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Hey, Dino.
What up? What up?
What's B-Girl Lady Jules
And B-Boy KO.
and we're Rocky Mountain Cypher Life, and we are so really truly excited to have as our first official special guest on our radio show. This is pretty awesome. Clap,
Thanks
clap,
for having me.
claps for you.
Thanks for having
I
me.
know. I wish we had a live audience to
Well,
clap for you
there'll
and
be there. It'll be there.
and give you all the cheers so you felt like there was a million people listening.
Rule one's in the house.
Yes.
Rule one.
So it's so crazy because I can't believe that you and I haven't met yet, but I've been a little bit just, not available because I just
Sure.
had a baby girl 11 months ago.
It's all good. We're
Yeah, it's
both
awesome.
aware of one another.
Oh yeah.
What did you say?
I said we're both aware of one another. We both know what's up.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, one day in not too long, you're gonna be, training my little Iz. She's gonna
I
be
would
coming
love
after. I know, it'll be so fun. She'll be so cute. So, anyways, we're just gonna keep it really casual and, just kind of ask you some questions. I'm super excited to have you because I've heard so many incredible things about you and just what you've done for Colorado. I want to say thank you so much for doing this. I mean, it's such a great thing that you've started with the B-Boy Factory and all the people that you've brought in and getting the community get together. I just want to say thank you so much for
Yeah, when you're
that.
not busy changing the world, just give your boy a call.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor, and I love what I do, so it's all good.
This is true.
That's awesome. So,
Yeah.
if you don't mind, what kind of inspired you to open the B-Boy Factory?
Yeah. Well, obviously, Kevin and Doug and a lot of the people I danced with early in Colorado are always forever an inspiration. But it was really leaving Colorado that inspired me. I lived in Korea for a couple years in 2008, 2010, and just seeing the scene in Seoul and the level and just the international level in general and being a part of a scene like that, I really recognized a need for some greater integration and connection for our local scene with the larger with the global scene. So we're
That's
excited
incredible. I
to
had no idea that you went
Yeah.
to that you lived in Korea.
Yep.
That's really,
Yeah,
really
I used to
cool.
talk to Doug. I'd be like, "Where's he?" And he's like, "He's in Korea teaching."
Yeah.
I'd be like, "When's he gonna be back?" I don't know, maybe a year from now.
So, I mean, just a little sidetrack. What I would love to know, just a short little blurb about how you feel the Koreans approach the dance as opposed to, I guess,
Sure.
Americans.
Well, in the mid 2000s, they blew up real fast for their power moves, for their tricks, their dynamics, and they, in a very short amount of time, kind of came up on that world level, winning Battle of the Year several years in a row, Gambler's Crew, Drifters, Rivers,
Right.
Yeah.
and so I was very, especially to like Bourne and Physics, some of the Rivers guys. But when I got there was kind of this renaissance happening of a more traditional approach. They were becoming very interested in the foundation. And so at the time that I was there, they were like going from this very power centered scene to becoming really well-rounded B-boys. And today I think you have that
Wow.
kind of, you have that really high level of power and tricks, but then you also have some really technically great footwork, top rock, rocking type B-boys. And there's two sort of scenes. There's like an underground real hip hop scene, and then there's the kind of big stage battle kind of breakdance scene or whatever. But together, between that, they really are thriving out there. So
That's
and still are. Absolutely.
That's incredible that you got to see that, because I mean, it's just taken over the entire world. Right. And it's so great that people are really wanting to know the wholeness of the dance and not just, right, you know, one particular aspect.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that kind of is a great segue into what you feel. I would love to know your thoughts as a younger generation, how you feel about, you know, an underground approach like Raw Cyphers, as opposed to what's happening now with these big, you know, events that are great, you know, with that are full of lots of money and lots of, you know, accolades. So yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
Well,
preach.
Personally, like individually, I'm a bit of a purist. Like I really was into hip hop as a culture before breaking, and I still paint graffiti and I have turntables in my house, and I think that really well-rounded sort of cultural approach is the correct or in my opinion the right way. But at the same time, like I have a student who has qualified for the Olympics, and that's an incredible opportunity, and I can't deny that opens new doors for my business. It brings new people to the studio and attracts a lot of attention. So I think
absolutely
it's important to have balance and recognize that it's a spectrum, and on one end you have like the big money events, and on the other end you have your local community events. But when any part of that grows, the whole spectrum grows and our whole community grows. And so as long as, you know, we have voices such as my own that still preserve tradition, we all benefit from the big money interest as well. So, you know, I think it's just about keeping balance.
That's very eloquently said. I really appreciate that. I think a balance is so necessary, because when we sway too far to one side or the other, I think, you know, we miss out on all the opportunities that can come in. But yeah, so I thought that was really well said. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Hey, what's up, man? So how is the B-Boy Factory giving back to the community at this point?
Well, we're almost through our sixth year, and for that entire time we've had 12 hours of open community practice space. For 6 years now, we really give that away, and from a business point of view, that makes zero sense. But that's what I learned, you know, going to practice spots, going to community centers.
Right.
So you know, I give away a lot of time. But on top of that, you know, I've worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I teach at Compassion Road, which is a Second Chance High School, so all the students are expelled or dropped out from a previous school. You know, I do after school programs, and you know, I think also I think of myself as sort of a bridge. Like you said, I'm of a younger generation, but at the same time I'm 35 years old, and I'm 36 years old. I'm not,
yeah, because now you're an old head.
I'm not,
you're an OG. That's the conversation, yeah, you know?
But I think of myself as sort of like bridging a gap between that younger generation and that older generation. And I think that's hugely important. And you see right now this resurgence of like 90s B-boys who are really staying in it and coming back even, you know? And I think that's really important that we kind of, you know, that we don't push the youth away, but at the same time we have voices that that can express the importance of reverence for the elders within the scene as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I totally agree.
Quick question. What are the hours for, you know, say there's someone listening right now that's like, I really want to check B-Boy Factory out, yeah, on your open hours. When are those?
So our open practices are Tuesday nights and Thursday nights from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. You can check out our website is bboyfactory.com. the full schedules up there. You know, we also had an all-female class with Asia One. We have all different age groups. We have a top rock
class. Love that. Thank you, Asia.
Yep. Shout out Asia One, No Easy Props, who also, you know, gives a lot back through her nonprofit foundation. Mm-hmm. So I think in supporting her and in having a symbiotic relationship, that's another way that the B-Boy Factory is doing community work. But yeah, you can check us out online and see our whole schedule. And, you know, whether it's little kids or adults, we definitely have programs.
Yeah, you've been doing it like that for a while. It's super dope. Yeah. So what are you doing right now?
What you doing? What you wearing, Ian?
No, not like that. What is happening? Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding. I know you just got engaged. I'm so happy for you, by the way. Class.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Well deserved. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're making some vegan sushi with my fiance and some of our friends.
Vegan. Let's see. Let me. So that's
vegan. So it's like an avocado roll.
Pretty much. Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
Yeah.
Avocados. Maybe is there a carrot? Maybe
yeah, we
in
got
there
some
somewhere?
Cucumbers and some.
Cucumbers.
Dried onions and some sesame seeds. You know, we're going in.
Nice. So that's the new diet of the B-boy and B-girl.
I mean, I think it's just a conscious diet for all healthy lifestyles. You know, not all B-boys are.
Yeah, well, I need to take some notes into that. But
I'm trying to have longevity. I'm trying to dance till I'm your age. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to cut sugar out of my diet. That just came to a head just last week, and I'm like trying to keep up with that. So. But I am a good. I'm a big fan of sushi. That's for sure.
Oh, I miss my fish. But for me, it's not. You know, I don't really try and preach a lifestyle. It's a choice. But you know, a few years ago, I cut out fast food, and then after that, I cut out red meat, and then after that, I went vegetarian, and then 6 months ago, I went vegan, and I feel great.
Yeah, because everyone out there, Ian has a six pack.
Okay, so you know who else has a six pack? Okay, I know Ian's like, shut up, Jules. But I'm just saying, so my sensei, crew member, Flowmaster, B-Boy Flowmaster, Fuller Fanatics. I mean, you follow him, right, Ian?
Sure, yep.
I mean, come on, you know, vegan. He's total vegan. He became vegan a few years ago, full on, and he's just... You know, even I think Moy became. There's a lot of B-boys that are switching over into that because, Wiggles.
Wiggles is vegan. Moy's definitely eating meat, but yeah, he really counts his calories and stuff. But
I know, I'm like, Moy, well, I thought he was vegan. But well, Rainin, I think, I don't know. Who knows? They go on and off. But for the most part, they're, you know, it's like you're seeing that trend in the B-boy girl world. So I think it's great. Okay, so we've been talking about food for a long time. I just have we have a couple more questions, and then I know it was a great topic, wasn't it? KO really, you know, he gets to the good stuff.
I really love, you know, so Rule One. What you got? Any new names besides those other two? I mean, we all call you all kinds. Never mind.
You know, most people just call me Ian. You know, I'm Ian from the B-Boy Factory. And
I want to know where Rule One came from.
Yeah, so originally that was just like a graffiti name. I was tagging that. And don't go tagging stuff, kids. But you know, that was kind of a tag name. And then, you know, Mikey and A-Rock from Street Styles were like, "Yo, you should use that as your B-Boy name."
That's sick. Yeah.
But most people just know me as Ian, and I don't really use my graffiti name unless, you know, I'm judging an event or I'm entering an event. I'll sign in that way, but you know, I just feel like Ian is authentic. Like, you know, that's who I am, and I don't have any attachment to being called anything else, you know. But I do have a new crew, you know. Iron Lungs is my new project. So for about a year now, Data from Soul Mechanics, Kid Cruz from Bedtime Monsters,
Yeah, you guys are tearing it up.
Terry from Amita, we kind of, you know, wanted to do something just to, like, really ensure Colorado was competing in these big events. And so we've been, I don't want to call
do
it
you guys have a do you guys have friends, a way for you know? People to find you guys?
You know, well, individually you can find us all on Facebook, but we're definitely, we got videos up on YouTube and stuff. We Iron Lungs.
How do you spell that?
I-R-O-N-L-U-N-G.
Oh, Iron Lungs.
Yeah,
you know, for some reason I thought you said Iron Mung, and I'm like, you like mung beans?
We wanted
Iron Lungs. Okay.
We wanted a name that represented Colorado, you know, and people come here to train because of the altitude. And and you know, I'm like a Wu-Tang fan, so like that had that
Shaolin, yeah,
you know, that Shaolin sound, Iron Lungs, you know, so
love it.
So that's the name. But so that's my newest kind of project as far as my own individual breaking goes. So but yeah, I just call me.
Okay. Do you have any events coming up? I know you do. You always do.
Say that again.
Any events coming up at the factory that you want to like shout out to?
Well, we always have a lot of workshops and stuff going on. Our big event is our anniversary jam, which is June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You know, it's a whole weekend. We'll have parties, workshops, mm-hmm. and of course the jam. We got a bunch of other schools coming out this year, bringing a lot of students and kids out. So it should be really cool. We have a
same spot.
I don't know yet. You know, I'm looking at a couple different spots. I like that venue, but the floor was a little bit rough.
That's true. Yeah.
But
no, it was high. That was really high.
It was really cool, like the indoor outdoor feel, and we had graffiti artists outside and the vendors outside, and but definitely a similar sort of format. I'm gonna bring a live drummer back again this year.
That sounds like fun. So, I mean, so KO and I definitely want to get a booth.
Yeah,
we want to be there and interview, you know, all the up and comings.
Yeah, got you, of course.
Really quick, I know we just appreciate your time so much. I just want to ask you a couple more just quick things. Yeah. Who is really just making individually or crew, however you want to do it, or student?
Yeah.
As we all are, but who is really killing it right now? B-boys, B-girls? Do tell.
I'll let him tell.
You know, I'm really looking at there and their pre-show thing going on, and they've been winning a lot of stuff, and they train super hard, and I got a lot of respect for them. You know, I got to shout out my own student, Emron, who just was one of the top 10 North South American B-boys 16 to 18 to qualify for the next round of qualifiers for the World Olympics. So he's going to Japan to represent North South America.
He's ready.
And has also just been just killing it in the local jams as well. He's 16. So, you know, he's got just endless growth ahead of him. And I think he'll be one of the forces to reckon with. And my other student, who's kind of his battle partner, Ryan, is also just incredibly good and maybe doesn't get as much, you know, recognition. He's a little bit under Imran's shadow a little bit, but he's also really coming
up.
You know, and
it feels
and I
good, right?
It feels great, man. I'm super happy for them, I think it is a testament to kind of all the people that have come and shared workshops and everything at the studio. And when you have a kid that age who's studied with, you know, Remind and Ken Swift and Ivan and Moy and Thesis and Rockstrite and Born and Venom, and the list really just goes on and on and on and on, you know, and those kids have taken all those workshops as well as, you know, had classes with me 2-4 hours a week for 4 years and now they're kind of at that elite level for their age. So yeah, it feels great.
Yeah, and then you cipher with them and you battle them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I also think, you know, I want to shout out like Kid Cruz, who's been kind of at the top in Colorado for a long time,
but
continues to have this such a great work ethic. He's always
and then B girls that are. What about B girls that are coming up too?
Well, you know, Serena from Amita has really made some noise and is really solid. She's been traveling a lot, which I think is super important to kind of get outside the local scene. If you really want a name, you kind of have to go out and build.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the queens of hip hop have really...
Through Maddie and...
You know, they've cultivated a great event. And, you know, individually, I don't think they're... at the top of the B-girl spectrum, but I think that they're attracting a lot of people to Colorado, which I think is really important. And Asia is obviously helping them with that a lot. And, you know, I think that's becoming one of the kind of marquee, you know, women's events in the country. And I'm really, really proud of it.
That's a really awesome event. I remember entering it and getting schooled. Maybe in the, I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you were there.
You do your thing.
Well, Ian, thank you so much. I mean, it's just so great to have you and for you to have the opportunity to just keep spreading the word. And, you know, I just love it. We can't thank you enough. Is there any shout outs or any kind of things you want to get out there to everybody? We'll spread the word. We'd love to get more people to support.
My list is long, but I want to definitely shout out Ivan and Asia. They're, you know, two of my closest mentors. Obviously, Kevin is my original teacher.
Oh, big up. Very nice.
You know,
thank you.
Doug, Natural Flavors, Street Styles, and Iron Lungs.
Natural Flavors?
Data and Cruz and all my students, everyone at the B-Boy Factory. And all the other schools, you know, Break Free and House of Dance and District and Zoo Logic and all the other schools. And, you know, and shout out the DJ. Always shout out the DJ.
Yeah, man. You make me want to practice more. You make me want to, like, work harder because I see what you do all the time. And I know we've had this conversation. I can't say it anymore. But, I just every time something's happening at the factory, I get excited.
I appreciate you, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually pee my pants, but sometimes I feel like I might. But I'm just playing right now. But it's a thing. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that lineage is deep.
All right, Ian. Yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you
for joining us on Rocky Mountain Cypher Life. We keep spreading the word. We will do the same for you, and we will see you at your next event.
Yes.
Word up. Thank you so much.
The holiday party, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing the holiday party next weekend. It's not a jam. We're just going to
play
music and have fun. So everyone's invited. Food. Yeah, there'll be food and drinks, and the kids are going to be dancing. We got a DJ and everything. And, you know, there's no competition. There's no judgment. We're just going to be ciphering and having a good time. So
sounds like fun. Out.
Enjoy your vegan sushi. Word up.
Ha, we'll do.
Say goodbye. Right. You say goodbye to salmon. All right, peace.
Bye-bye.
Peace out. Thank you.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.